USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden and other world leaders are in Germany for the G7 summit. The president saying the G7 countries are going to refrain from importing gold from Russia. Biden saying the decision will put a dent in Russia's exportation of gold, which amounts to billions of dollars every year. An official G7 statement on the matter is expected sometime Tuesday. Two people are under arrest for property destruction at the Supreme Court, where protests have turned violent in the wake of the decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. U.S. Capitol Police saying the pair allegedly threw paint over the fence that separates protesters from the others at the building. Gas prices continuing to fall. The latest AAA station survey saying the current average is $4.90 a gallon. That's down 8 cents from a week ago. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Federal prosecutors are pushing for at least a 30-year sentence for convicted sex trafficker Ghislaine Maxwell. In a filing ahead of Tuesday's sentencing in New York, prosecutors say the late Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand woman should get 30 to 55 years behind bars. That would amount to life in prison for Maxwell, who's 60. Russian missiles are hitting the capital of Ukraine as world leaders meet in Germany for the G7 summit. A Reuters report says four bombs were heard in central Kyiv early Sunday, and two more blasts were heard later in the southern outskirts. Local officials saying the missiles hit an apartment building and a kindergarten and that five people were wounded. It's the first major Russian attack in Kyiv this month. At the summit, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the West needs to maintain a united front against Russian President Vladimir Putin. The attack happening after the United States sent more tax dollars to help Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new Harris poll commissioned by the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools found that 82% of parents would vote for a candidate who did not belong to their preferred party if the candidate aligned with them on education issues. 83% of respondents also said education matters more to them than in the past, and 84% said they supported public charter schools. He trespassed off the property but wound up going to jail anyway.
A Florida man who was already banned from a Walmart in Palm Bay from trying to steal a pack of smokes earlier this month was arrested Thursday on weapons charges. 35-year-old Justin Horn was identified on a surveillance video. He's accused of leaving his bag near some shopping carts. The bag had two guns inside, one of which was a sawed-off shotgun. Horn was booked at the Brevard County Jail. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Former President Donald Trump is continuing to hold rallies across the country. The president in Mendon, Illinois, endorsing gubernatorial candidate Darren Bailey.
Darren is a fearless supporter of the Second Amendment and a tireless champion of religious liberty. He will crack down on the violent crime that is devouring our Democrat-run cities and restore the state of Illinois to greatness. Darren has my complete and total endorsement.
Trump adding Bailey is a man to defeat current governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.